Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
BJ and Jamie.
And here we go. Hello. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9. And on the Odyssey app, it's a free app for your phone. Beautiful Belco Studios. Man, a lot going on this morning. First of all, let me start out with Turd Tuesday. Today is Turd Tuesday.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Turd Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Turd Tuesday.
Happy. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
Not good.
Yeah. The avalanche, I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. The pressure's on. Pressure's on. We'll get to that just a little bit later on. But down, what, 3-2?
Yep.
Games? Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The pressure is on. Good morning, Spadell.
Spadell,
you're not on. Hello, Spadell.
Uh-oh.
We've got a technical issue. Spadell, you're not on.
Oh, he
saw
his hands up.
It's not working.
Oh, it's a Turd Tuesday for sure.
Hey,
let's go.
Come in here and take a look. Make sure I got the board. I got the board. I think it, well, I know it. It's not that hard. Just two buttons.
Oh, no.
Your microphone not working?
Yeah.
Some Weisenheimer, they sabotaged you this morning, didn't they?
Happy Turd Tuesday!
That's because it's Turd Tuesday at my house this morning, I think it is. All crap. A-W-W. Crap. Allcrap.com. Coming to my house to pick it up. Picking up all the dog crap.
I can't believe you're paying someone to come pick up your dog. But
it's gotten out of control. It's just gotten out of control. All right, we'll get to that just a little bit later on. I'm very relieved this morning.
Why is that?
Man, I was panicking last night. You know me. I feel like I'm going to win that Colorado Lotto. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
That thing was $12 million, right at $12 million last night, and I forgot to buy the tickets.
No, you didn't.
I forgot, and I thought about it about, I don't know, 4 o'clock or so, but my son, Frog, he's 7, he had my phone. So I thought, you know, when I get my phone back, I'll buy me some tickets on the Jackpocket. And when I got my phone back, I forgot about it. And then about 7:30 last night, it dawned on me that I forgot to buy my ticket.
Right at the cutoff.
You know me. I feel like I'm going to win that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That $12 million right there, folks, don't even buy a ticket because that money is mine. I'm going to win that. So I forgot to buy the ticket, so I sweated it all last night. I couldn't get it off my mind.
You're just obsessing about it like it's going to happen tonight.
This state lottery, which I think is easier to win than the other lotteries on here, the Powerball and the Mega and all that crap.
Your odds are definitely better.
Yeah, I think they're better. And so I like to focus on that one. And $12 million is plenty for Beach. Oh, yeah, it's perfect for me, okay? So I really have zoned in on this and plan on winning it. But, man, when I forgot the tickets last night, I was in a full-on panic. I'm like, oh, no. Watch what happens. Somebody's going to win this sucker. And I wake up this morning. Nobody won.
No one won.
Good morning,
and I even bought tickets last night.
How you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How about those avalanche?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we brought that up just a couple minutes ago.
I know that. It's not funny.
Yeah, he's having a bad day today.
How about those avalanche?
Woo! They could come back. We'll see what happens.
I've just never met a bigger sports fan in my life than Carson is with the Avalanche. I mean, like, loves them, breathes them,
and
lives them.
And I hate it because I really do take it personally. I try not to.
I know, like,
and
he's
I talk
obsessed.
To myself, but it's like I immediately wake up in a bad mood because I know it was just miserable last
he's
night.
He's like the barrel guy of the football, you know, football with the Avalanche.
Barrel
like,
guy.
I mean, he's remember the barrel guy?
Yeah, the Broncos, the legend.
Yeah, you're like that guy. Like, I honestly have never been this close to somebody that is obsessed with the team.
Yeah.
And he is obsessed. I mean, he dresses his daughter up in Avalanche stuff.
I know.
And she's a little girl.
He has hockey-themed parties.
I know.
For a three-year-old.
I know.
Like, who the hell does that?
I know, a hat-trick party.
I love the Tennessee Vols. I mean, I love them. But I don't dress Frog up and throw Tennessee parties for him.
No, because you don't love
him. Yeah, obviously you're not that big of a fan.
All right, just getting started on a Tuesday. Not just any Tuesday, a third Tuesday.
Yeah, it's
remember
third
that?
Tuesday. I'm very excited about that.
Coming to the house today. I'm looking forward to it.
I know you are.
I'm supposed to get a text at any moment. I'll stop any song that we're playing just to let everybody know that I got my text.
Okay. About what? Third Tuesday?
Yeah, when they're showing up.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, you don't have to be there.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Well, my wife's there.
Gotcha.
She works from home. So.
Right.
So she's there.
Oh, that's right. How's that going?
Actually, it's going very smooth.
Oh, good, good,
very
good.
Smooth.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to.
I
thought
it'd
crash and burn. I really did. And I thought within the first 2 weeks, I'd be ready just to move out.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And, I mean, I'm not ruling that out yet.
Well, right, okay.
We're not going to rule that out.
Fair.
But as far as the inconvenience of it all, it's not really, it's not been a problem.
Okay,
good. Because she's got her own office, Jamie, and she shuts the door.
And so you don't have to
will
be part
not,
of-
does not want me to come to that door at all, which I love, okay?
Perfect. Yeah.
It's perfect. The only time she shows her face is when it's time to eat lunch.
Oh, gotcha.
And then she'll come out and get her a bite to eat and then back. Boom, right straight to the office.
This is perfect.
BJ's on the couch watching horse racing. Everything's great.
Okay.
Everything's
all right.
Great.
Well, that's
so
good.
So we've got no problem so far.
Because I thought there was going to be like a honey-do list. The whole thing.
No.
Oh, my
God. No. I
so
knock
looking.
Out a lot of things on the weekend, so I think that gives me a little bit of time through the week.
Yeah. All right.
But I did expect worse. I really did.
We all did.
Oh, I expected worse.
I thought
worse.
You were going to be her like Uber
yeah.
Eats.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah, I've gone to get a sandwich a couple of times, but
not every day. That's good.
Not what I thought it would be.
Good.
The
good.
Only criteria.
Oh, here
the
we go.
Only problem.
I thought we were taking a break.
Well, I'm on a roll. The only thing is, I have to pick up the kid at school more frequently. Okay.
Oh, woe
and,
is me.
Yeah. That's
from somebody that had to do it every single day for his entire life.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. I don't know if you meant that as a dig or not.
I did.
But, well, it was on her way home from work.
I know, but you have to, you have to get up off the couch.
Yeah. So I have to get up off the couch, often being woken up. Got to take a nap, you know.
Yeah, right.
Often I get woken up and it's like time to go get Frog at school. That's the only thing that's been a real
so
speed
hard
bump so
getting
far.
Getting in that car driving.
Well, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, traffic.
Know. Oh, it's so hard.
Jamie. Don't want to live in my shoes?
Nobody does.
All right, now we'll take a break.
Okay, all right. Man, they're all over the Avalanche on the news, too.
Are they?
Yeah.
Can we turn this off?
I mean, was this really bad or something?
It was, it was a disaster. They scored with 9 seconds into the game. It was just bad puck luck. Really
bad
was.
Puck luck.
Yeah.
Have you heard of puck luck?
I've heard it all morning. Jamie,
My friend even is in St. Louis, and he's sending me memes.
It was the first two goals were just flukes. It was a disaster.
I was still in bed, and he's sending me memes.
Yeah,
I was like, what? Why?
It
Why?
Was not a good night.
I've heard bad puck night. Luck since 4:30.
Yeah, have you really?
Yeah, over and over.
I guess
it's
really bad. It was
bad
really bad.
Puck luck.
When did the Nuggets play again?
Tonight.
Okay.
Tonight.
Right. Well,
Nuggets and the Clippers, game five there. Now, if they don't win tonight, their pressure's on, too.
Yeah, they'll be in the same boat.
They've got, but they're playing at home.
Gotcha.
So they're at Ball Arena. Last night's game with the Avs was in Dallas. They come back here on Thursday. So they should be in a position to actually tie this thing up.
Yeah.
But the Nuggets play at home tonight. So they need this one bad. If they lose tonight, they're a gun. They're done.
Oh, they're actually out of the
they
thing?
They will be.
Well, but they won't.
They're
be.
Within a game, but
okay.
They got to go back
but
to L.A.,
not.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but they're pretty much done if they lose tonight at home. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Yes, it's going to be kind of stormy later today, they say.
I have sad news, and I know nobody cares, but I'm only going to tell you really fast.
What?
Okay, because boring. Well, you know how I busted my ass and I planted all those plants and aspen trees and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Where my cabin is, it rained and then got down to 29 degrees.
Froze?
Oh.
Probably. I didn't go check on it. They're not rooted. I mean, they're not settled in the ground.
It's going to be touch and go.
It is.
Touch and go. So who knows? Who knows?
I'm so sad because now you know that rained and that rain froze on top of all that stuff.
Down to 29?
29.
No kidding.
Yeah, at the river.
How'd you know that?
Because I asked Alexa what the temperature was at the river.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. She said Alexa knows?
Yep. She said it was 29 degrees.
Alexa lives down there?
She has the address.
She's a squatter?
Yeah.
Alexa's a squatter down at the cabin.
By the way, did you see the newest squatting phase? Oh,
no.
My God. At RV storage places.
No.
Yeah.
You mean they break into these gated areas where the people store these things?
Store the RVs, and they're living in people's RVs.
That's actually genius.
That's a great idea. Great idea. Oh, yeah. Because you got to figure that people that they store these RVs, like the non-perishable food items, they leave them inside there.
Yeah, right.
I mean, when we borrowed Tony's that time,
yeah.
I mean, he had tons of food and stuff in there.
Right.
I mean, it was canned stuff,
goods,
but you can live off that.
Yeah, for sure.
They have a can opener.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Oh,
that's a great
move. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It is smart.
I've thought about getting an RV and putting it in the driveway and live in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have thought about that
before.
It'd
be before. Like your man cave.
Yeah.
I got a feeling. I got a neighbor that's got an RV, and his RV never moves. It sits there all the time. I think he's living in it. I really do.
Really?
I think he lives in it, and his wife lives in the house.
And they allowed the RV on the street like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they look the other way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. My neighborhood's not as strict
as
yours.
That's when you get a volunteer HOA. That's
that's true. Yeah, volunteer HOA.
We don't really, and you don't even have to join it at all. I mean, $75 a month or a year.
Yeah.
$75 a year.
See,
but I think he lives in it.
That's the one good part about having a real live HOA is like that would never happen in our neighborhoods, Carson's either.
No.
Yeah, but see, I mean, I think some people would mind it. I think that for me, it doesn't bother me at all that thing sits out there.
No, I wouldn't think it would. You?
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me at all. And I don't think it does my neighbors either.
Yeah.
But I think he lives in it, I swear. I see him going to it every day.
You should go talk to him. Be his friend. You guys can have coffee in there.
I might move in.
Right?
See if he'll rent it out to me if he's not. I got to boast about Jamie.
What?
No, I don't know if I want to do it here, though.
What? Boasting?
Yeah, I'm going to boast about you.
Oh,
I'm
going to
boast about you.
Know
you know what? I think I'm going to have to save it, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I'll do it later on.
You're going to say something nice about me?
I was going to.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that going to be hard for you?
Well, you notice I'm pushing it off. Thinking that I might change my mind at some point, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
You don't remember what it is?
I do now.
You do now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'll wait.
Okay.
I think I'll wait. Have you seen this story?
But he asked not to have it told, though.
So, well, screw that.
He shouldn't have said anything
in here
then.
We're talking about you being able to do it, not me.
Okay.
And once I find out about it, it's on the air, man. You know me.
Yeah, all right.
Anything for material, baby, I run with it, okay?
Yeah, I mean, all this time, this poor guy.
It's all about the show for me. You know, you can tell me not to say anything.
Yeah.
I'm on the air with it the next day.
That's true.
You know?
That's true, yeah.
Have you seen this story of this missing hairstylist?
No. Is it? You know what? I saw it yesterday. They can't find her. Yeah, I did kind of.
You did see it?
Well, I saw it on the news. I didn't know that she was a hairstylist.
Denver 7 is the first that I've seen cover this. Not on TV, but on their website. This woman's been missing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, because one of her friends is putting flyers everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Nobody's talking about
it. I know.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either, because I didn't even know she was a
hairdresser. I'm confused on this. She's a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And she's like, what was her name? Jax?
Yeah, Jack Scratton. She's 34.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me play this for you real quick.
Friends and family say this was the last known photo taken of Jax while she was heading out around 10 o'clock at night on April 15th.
No one knows who she was meeting, who picked her up.
Her mother says she grew concerned when she didn't hear from her daughter for a few days.
Jax calls me when great things happen and when bad things happen, and every single holiday. She has never missed a holiday.
Loved ones say it's all extremely out of character for Jax, especially that she would leave her beloved cat without care and leave her medication behind.
I am just worried for her life.
Denver police say detectives remain in communication with the family and are working diligently on the case.
I saw this story for the first time over the weekend, and for some reason it stuck with me. And I've been watching for it to come on TV. Nobody's talking about it. And I can't figure out why. I don't know if there's an inside something going on. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really bizarre. I do love her friend. I have to tell you that. Because her friend has been vigilant and, like, you know, just going everywhere. And maybe that's even her mom. I don't know. Because it didn't have sound on.
I think it's her roommate.
Oh, it's a roommate?
I read yesterday that she has a roommate. It's a guy. And that this guy is really concerned, and he had been looking for her.
I saw a woman, and she was just putting flyers everywhere.
That might be her mom, then. Yeah. That's a little bit different, I guess. But for some reason, this thing's not getting a lot of media attention. So I just thought I'd bring it up today in case anybody's seen her or you got any information whatsoever. I mean, she's a young lady, the hairstylist, and just vanished.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Went out for an evening, said I'll be back in a few hours, and never returned. And they have no idea. They have no idea where she was.
Hmm. Yeah, that's sad, too.
Isn't it weird?
And creepy.
It is creepy.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like stories like this normally are plastered everywhere.
And the fact that she didn't come back and take care of her cat.
Yeah.
She calls her beloved cat.
Something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
Big time.
Because you would, at least, if you were staying at a guy's house or something like that, you'd call somebody and go, hey, can you go over and take care of my cat?
Absolutely.
What's her name again? Jax?
Jax.
Jax?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Tabloid trash is coming up.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Everybody lost their minds yesterday. Lost their freaking minds.
Over what?
You didn't hear?
I didn't lose my mind.
What?
I feel like I missed an opportunity to lose my mind.
God. People were abuzz, going crazy.
About what?
Oh, my God. You didn't hear?
Tell me.
You didn't hear?
I don't think so.
It was so crazy.
Tell me.
And I had theories. I'm sure you guys, well, you might not have. Cause...
I didn't know. I didn't know what I have a theory. I can come up with a theory very quickly, though.
Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Unfriended Ryan Reynolds.
Whoa.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it happened.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it happened.
What's your source?
It's TMZ.
No,
over the place.
No. I can't buy that.
I mean, now are you losing your
That's not a Travis
mind?
Kelce move.
I know.
Well, first of all, I got to believe it. It's got to sink in. It's not sunk in.
It happened.
He unfriended.
By. Yep.
Gone.
Now, what does that say to you?
I would have come to work this morning if I'd heard this yesterday. I would have stayed home.
See? You're losing your mind.
Until the air clears.
Yeah. It's insane, isn't it?
Whoa.
Yeah. I know. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
What?
What do those two have in common? What is it that...
What do they not have in common?
I'm lost. What?
Are you crazy?
What? Am I crazy?
They double dated all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they double dated?
Yes. And Blake and Taylor were besties.
No kidding.
Besties?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How could you not even know this?
I will tell you this. I'm really angry now.
Yeah, because Blake Lively used Taylor in the whole thing.
That's right.
Remember
that's
with
right.
Justin
Baldoni?
Yeah,
the anger is building.
Justin Belko.
Yeah, I got you.
That's all I can
okay.
see. Anyway, yeah, and she called. What did she call Taylor? Her
dragon.
Her dragon. Mm-hmm.
Blake calls
Taylor
her dragon.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Like fire breathing.
Like her person that can take
dragon.
Care of
like
everything.
You don't want to mess with me because I got a dragon. Because
I got Taylor. Yeah.
Is that like a new thing
no.
that people are saying?
No, you're fine.
Like
on
you're
that
my
one.
Dragon?
No, you're fine on that one.
Oh, okay. That one's out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she was just saying like, listen, because Taylor's my friend, Justin,
right.
You need to back off because I got the dragon.
So is this telling me, now let me just take it from layman's terms, okay? Because obviously I'm not up to par on all this. So does that tell us that Travis and Taylor are siding with Baldoni?
Well, they don't even have to side with him. It just tells us they're real mad. and that they don't like that she used him as a dragon yeah. name, and that she has to testify or she has to be deposed.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're cutting off ties altogether.
Yeah, they're just mad because this bitch used her. And she found out she's not her real friend.
Well, I wouldn't want somebody go in to give a deposition when they're mad at you.
I know. That's bad.
That's a bad move.
That is
right
a really
there.
Bad
yeah,
move.
That's you don't want that.
Here is Billy Bush's take on all of it, number one.
Huge breaking news. Travis Kelce unfollows Ryan Reynolds. What? The besties are done. This is major. I mean, he had to know that would be noticed, right? You can't casually unfollow Ryan Reynolds. He's sending a message. He's standing by his lady. They don't like this. You know what they want? They want what everyone else wants. They want an apology. Blake has missed an opportunity every time to apologize and own this thing. If you own it early and completely, it goes away. Just happened with this kid, right? The coach's son who prank called Shedeur Sanders. I don't think it's going to be long-lasting hell for the kid because he owned it completely and he owned it early. It was stupid as hell. He's a college kid. He's an idiot. But he owned it entirely. See, that's where Blake goes wrong, and I think Travis is saying enough's enough. The longer you drag this on, you drag everybody in, including my lady, T. Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say it any better than
you
that.
You can't. That's why I just let him do all the talking. No. Yeah.
Damn. I didn't expect this morning.
I know.
Holy
cow. Yeah, it's big.
This was supposed to be a happy turd Tuesday.
It was, but this is big. Like, we could spend the whole show on this. It's that big.
We won't, though. We won't. No, I don't think we will.
I mean, we won't.
We could, but I don't think we will.
Come on.
Yeah, maybe the next 3 minutes.
Did you just look at your watch?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right, well, this is big news.
Yeah, this is crazy. Wow. I mean, that tells me that they're not speaking at all.
Yeah.
You know, when you unfollow somebody, that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know who unfollowed me and it makes me laugh? Paul.
Paul?
He's so stupid.
He unfollowed you?
He's like a little teenage kid. I was like, okay, Paul.
What the heck happened there?
Because we got into a disagreement at the golf course. Yeah. And so he's like, I will unfollow you. He's so stupid.
I need to unfollow somebody. I don't have anybody to unfollow.
Well, unfollow Paul.
All right.
Before he does it to you.
Okay.
Beat him to the punch.
I'm going to follow you, Spadil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to take it personally?
Yeah, I'll be really sad. I only have like 500 Twitter followers. I'll be down to 499.
Yeah. Trust me, it is devastating when that happens.
I don't think I've ever unfollowed anyone. Well, ever.
Even people I don't like, I still follow.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
I didn't even know how to unfollow. I'd have to go look it up on DuckDuckGo.
All right. Anyway, this is crazy too. This is the other story. The Bill Belichick fallout from being with his girlfriend Jordan Hudson. They're trying to do an intervention to Bill Belichick. They're saying that it was so embarrassing and humiliating. You know how she interrupted the whole interview? Well, I guess behind the scenes, not only did she interrupt the whole interview on camera, but even off camera, she flipped out. She ran out of the whole set and she delayed the production by 30 minutes. And then she got mad at Bill because he didn't chase after her when she got mad at production and left the room.
Yeah.
And so it's just a...
Yeah, I don't think that his friend stuff with the intervention is going to work, you know. He really is into this girl.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, I think it would take his 3 kids. He has 3 kids that are grown.
Yeah.
And I think they'd be like, Dad, give me a break.
Yeah.
Although my dad was with somebody that was crazy and way younger than my dad. And my sister and I were like, well, if he's happy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's at that point in life. Yeah. Do whatever makes you happy, Dad.
I mean, he's 70, what, 75 years old?
73.
I mean, yeah. Give the guy a break. I mean, let him just do whatever he wants to do. As long as he's got the will figured out that she doesn't take all the money, that's the main concern here. Other than that, let the guy play.
But they're saying, though, it's ruining his reputation as the world's best coach.
I don't think it looks good for him.
Yeah.
And especially in his new role as the head coach at North Carolina, I think it kind of tanks his credibility just a bit. Like he's got too much going on the side to concentrate on his job.
Oh, that's true, too.
You know?
Yeah. CBS aired Hudson interrupting Belichick when he was asked how they first met, and they're calling it an excruciatingly awkward scene on Sunday morning. It went viral and sparked widespread humiliation for the NFL's greatest coach.
I'm convinced this girl was an escort.
Yep, me too.
I'm convinced on that because nobody's denying that. Nobody.
No, nobody's like...
It's being said over and over again, and nobody's come out to deny it.
But let's talk about how Travis Kelce unfollowed Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know how you do that.
I mean, like, that is crazy.
No, I don't know how you unfollow is what I meant. I don't know how you do that. I don't know.
You go into settings.
I'll bet you that Ryan Reynolds has never been unfollowed by anyone.
Anyone in his whole life.
Ever in his life. Yeah. He doesn't know how to handle this.
No, because this is devastating news.
Oh, yeah.
This says that the world's most popular woman, right, which is Taylor Swift, doesn't support Blake. That's bad.
Terrible. Just terrible.
And the worst thing is, they're never going to be invited to another Chiefs game ever.
Ever. Ever, ever,
no
ever.
No sweets. No Taylor Swift.
And nothing. The birthday party she has out the, like, Hamptons or wherever that place is, no more of that.
Man.
She has water slides and stuff. Just snacks.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for this. Crazy.
None of
what
it.
A revelation.
I know you're being facetious.
No, I'm not.
But let me tell you, it really does change a lot of things that people are saying, like, oh no, Taylor really isn't backing Blake. Like, this makes it bad.
Yeah.
And like you said, going into a deposition knowing somebody hates you?
Yeah, that's not
bad. Yeah.
I wouldn't want that.
No, me either.
You see, what you want to do is you want to get her on your side before she goes in for that deposition.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that she's happy. Start buying her stuff, you know, take her out for cocktails.
What's that fruit on the stick?
Edible
thing?
Arrangement.
Edible arrangement. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta mend that before she goes. Then after she comes out of the deposition, because that's all, you know, under oath, then you can just drop her like a hot potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you make pineapple into the shape of a tulip, it fixes everything.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs to get on that today.
Do they still have edible arrangement?
Yeah,
they sure do, yeah.
Oh, wow, look at you two with the knowledge.
Yeah. Well, they're not going anywhere with a product like that.
Come on.
Where the hell are you going?
You're going to be in business forever.
Thank you. What the hell?
With a product like that. You're right. My bad. All right, I'm done. There you go. Doubling trash.
Common sense, Jamie. I am the king of common sense.
Yes, you are.
All right, did you guys hear what Boomer Esiason, you know who he is, right?
The
Boomer
blonde Esiason, guy? Yeah.
Blonde guy, NFL. Did you hear what he said yesterday?
No.
He said all the NFL owners were in cahoots.
With what?
Shador.
It was all conspiracy.
Oh, really?
What he said.
Holy hell.
Got the audio. We'll play it next.
That's crazy.
They all called each other.
And said, don't do it.
Drop him from your list.
Wow.
I didn't see this coming.
Me either. It's just like Ryan Reynolds. My God.
Yeah, he got unfollowed.
It's crazy.
Shador got unfollowed by all the NFL.
I hadn't heard
this. That's what he's claiming.
Do you think it's true?
And they say, I don't know. But for him to go on, that's what he says, right, Spadil?
Yeah, he basically says that. Yeah. You have to kind of infer it, but that is what he's saying.
Or
yeah.
Did he?
Well, when you hear the audio,
when you hear it, you'll think that's
and not
what he
only
said.
That, they say Tom Brady's in on this.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's what I read yesterday.
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady. Tom Brady, you know, is a part
he's
owner.
Part owner. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Out with the Vegas group.
Or Vegas.
That he talked to most of the owners with Vegas and said, get him off the list. We don't want him. We
that
don't want him.
It's crazy.
It is wild.
Yeah. Well.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios. Odyssey app, it's a free app for your phone. The podcast will be there after 10 o'clock this morning. You can listen to the program anywhere you go. 34 degrees right now. Maybe some thunderstorms later today. Just maybe. Nobody really knows. Maybe some small hail. Nobody really knows. Just, you know, be on alert, I guess, right?
Yep, it's spring.
All right, let me read this first of all. Let's talk Shador Sanders. As you know, the guy was picked in the fifth round, 144th pick, NFL draft, a travesty. I mean, just absolutely
Well, it was shocking.
Terrible.
It was shocking to everybody. I mean, everybody thought he was going to be at least top five.
Everybody had him on the board, Jamie. Yeah. Top five. This guy's going to go millions of dollars. Didn't happen that way. Now, this is from ML Football, which is a media service that covers pro football, okay? They're not officially with the NFL, but they cover pro football. They're saying, quote, multiple NFL owners told their front office to take Shedeur Sanders off their draft board per Boomer Esiason.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. All right, now let me play you what Boomer actually said.
They took him off, and they took him off because the owner said take him off. I don't want that guy. Shedeur Sanders just torpedoed himself. His attitude off the field at the combine, his dad didn't help him either. You know, he was on podcast talking about this is my son. If I can get him to where I want to get him to, I'm going to do that. But, you know, when you listen to this kid talk right prior or at the combine about if you want a new culture in your locker room, I'm the guy to do that. I can turn it around. I mean, he's very high on himself. And I think he was very off-putting to many, many coaches and general managers in the league. And I'm telling you right now, and I know this after talking to three different personnel people in the NFL this weekend, they didn't even have him on his board.
Wow. Wow. That is a revelation.
Yeah, that is. That is insane.
He spoke to owners or personnel within these offices, and they told him he wasn't even considered. Wasn't even considered. And according to him, he's saying that one owner called another owner, and they all said, nah, let's take him off the board.
That
too cocky.
Is such a, I mean, but all, you know, there's a lot of them that are cocky, but I think it was the duo. That's what I think it was. I mean, I think that they would still, you know, a lot of those kids are cocky as hell. And but then you add that Dion to it, I think it's the double
cockiness.
It's
a lot to take on, especially if you're an entire organization and then you're worried about dad. Like, that's some youth sports drama right there.
Because somebody said, you know, he's made it perfectly clear he wants to be an NFL coach. So why would anybody in the NFL as a coach hire his son and then know that that guy is playing for his job? You know?
My argument is this. It's like, okay, he's cocky. He's 21 years old. The guy got $6 million last year just to play at Colorado. Okay? I mean, there's a lot of factors. I mean, you can blame college football and them paying the athletes that made him cocky or whatever. There's a lot. But there are players in the NFL that go from team to team with a rap sheet.
Yeah, exactly.
They've got abuse on their rap sheet. They beat up a woman somewhere.
They rehired Michael Vick.
And they do dog fighting and all this. And you're going to tell me because of a kid's attitude and thinks he's cocky and that's a reason to pull him off the board? If I'm Sanders, I'm furious with this.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's the duo. The duo doesn't help him.
But I'm saying that if I'm the duo, it's like, hold on. Okay, we're a duo. It didn't help. Yeah. Big deal. Okay. But you don't collude with each other and call each other and say, take him off the board and have this conspiracy. You almost have a lawsuit here.
I think they can do whatever they want.
So Colin Kaepernick actually sued the NFL before for conspiracy like that, where they were said they were blackballing him, and he won out of court in a settlement. They gave him $10 million.
Yeah. And I think you're going to get the same thing here if it doesn't work out with Cleveland.
Yeah.
That you could actually sue these guys
that. There is a story out there today, too, that's kind of like Shedeur went into some of these interviews with certain teams that he did not want to play for and said that he personally purposely tanked the interviews. I don't know how true that is, but there is that rumor floating.
Well, there's one report saying that the Giants, he had an interview with them, and before that, they gave him a play call, and they were like, hey, you need to study this. And then they start going over the play call, and they're like, hey, Shedeur, does this look familiar? Yeah. And he goes, I've never seen that. So he didn't even study going into the thing.
My point is that you've got guys in the NFL and different sports, it's not just the NFL, that have rap sheets, man.
Yeah.
This kid's just got a bad attitude. All right, let's move on. Because we're running out of time here, and I personally, I just want to gloat for a moment over what kind of person Jamie White is, okay?
I'm amazing.
Will you calm down just a bit?
So amazing.
We're going to take a break.
You know what, though? I mean, I know where you're going with this, but I will tell you something. If I like you, I will be loyal to you.
I totally back that. When we found out yesterday, I was like, wow, like not even a hint to anyone about any of this.
That's
going
because
on.
I like him.
Should I say all the way here, or should I just say that was a secret? Okay, there was a top secret with the top person in our building, somebody that runs the show around here. Okay, and Jamie knew a secret, and she kept that secret from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Oh, 4 days. For 4 days, never said a word to all of us because we'd all just laugh and just say, oh, I can't believe he did that. But Jamie didn't say a word.
And he didn't even allude to it.
He walked into the studio yesterday, and he revealed it to us. Not Jamie, but he revealed it to us, which Jamie already knew. He revealed it to us, and we're all like, whoa, you did what? But Jamie never leaked it out.
Never leaked it out. Because I tell you, if I like you, I will be loyal to you.
Kept a secret, man. Kept a secret.
I just was like, because he said, because I had taken a picture and I said, can I post this? He goes, absolutely not. Do you know how much crap I'll get about this? And so I said, okay, I will keep it. And then I thought, well, you know what? If he doesn't want any kind of, you know, publicity about this, I'm not going to tell you guys either.
And you know, we would have loved to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I know you would have. And that, so I just kept it. I was like, nope.
Our boss got Botox.
Okay.
Oh, my God. There it is.
Shot right in the forehead.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. He got Botox.
I don't know if he wanted people to know that.
He's a manly man.
He didn't.
Manly man. He's a manly man. Married man. Children in college. And he's getting Botox.
Well, that's my fault, though. That's my fault. So here's what happened.
He succumbed to the pressure.
No.
Right?
Yeah. So we're at Facial Aesthetics, right? And Facial Aesthetics. Inc. So we're at Facial Aesthetics and we're doing, we're there with all the girls and everything. And I said, because he said, does that stuff hurt or whatever? And he was just asking because these girls are so happy about this.
Yeah.
And I said, well, looking at your forehead, I go, you could use a couple of shots. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not doing that. And then Lori, my friend, who's the marketing director, she came around and she's like, just get a couple of little, you know, little shots. She's like, it'll be great because then you won't squint. Because he obviously squints when he looks at the screen and everything. And so he's like, I don't think I want to do that. And we're like, you got to. And then it was just us, like, in his ears, like, you will look so much better because you have that, well, like you do, BJ, that big Grand Canyon in between your eyes.
Yeah.
And it'll get rid of that. And he's like, what? I didn't even know I had anything between my eyes. And I'm like, dude, you don't notice that huge thing in between your eyes?
Listen to the way she's talking. See, that's how this stuff occurs, okay? It happened to me once. She did this to me.
I did.
I know the feeling, okay? So my heart goes out to our boss. It does. Because these women, here's what you do, women. You can get mad at me all you want to. I don't care, okay? You shame us.
Yeah.
You shame us.
We do.
You shame us about our feet, our nails, our hatchet mark between our eyes.
Yeah.
You shame about
hatchet
everything.
Hatchet mark is better.
What they did was they dragged our boss, Kabasa Man Mike.
With his hatchet mark.
Him and his hatchet mark went down there to that place, and every girl down there, they shamed him into getting shots to fix it.
Well,
okay?
It's just because we know.
He didn't even know he had the hatchet. But no. Oh, you look hideous with that. You look, they make you feel so damn bad.
Well, it's just that
the next best thing to shut them up is to get a shot.
We just know that it's fixable. Like, why wouldn't you fix it? Like, it's fixable.
Because we like it.
No, I mean, you don't even know, you don't even pay attention to yourselves. You don't even know that you have a unibrow.
We don't care.
But it's fixable. It's so fixable. And by the way, his wife likes it.
Yeah.
And he actually said, now I get what you mean. I didn't realize I was squinting so much at the screen.
He was loving it.
If our boss is listening, I won't hold this against you, buddy. Because I know the shame that they put you through. And I know how the pressure just mounts and mounts and mounts. You got...
I just can't believe he told you guys. Because I kept it right here.
Well, he didn't really say it. He just leaned over to you and said, how's it look?
Yeah.
And then we put one and one together with a Facial Aesthetics thing, okay? So then I knew. It dawned on
and
me.
And I looked at him.
Oh,
I go, I've never
God.
Told them anything. He goes, oh, well.
I feel like he's going to be getting it for a while, like in the future. I feel like he likes it.
This is his first time, so it'll last like a year. Because it's the first time you do it, it lasts for a really long time.
I feel like he really likes it.
Well, because he's not squinting.
Yeah.
Because it gives you headaches when you squint like this. Well, I can't do it. I can't show you.
You know, you might lose the hatchet mark, but man, your reputation's gone. It just gone. So they just sucked it right out of you, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Whoa!
What just happened? What?
Oh, it was me. I jumped the gun.
I'm disappointed in rattlecam.org.
Why?
Because it's like a loop on YouTube. It's not even, they said it's a live cam. It's not right. live right
what
now.
What exactly is it supposed to be again?
It's a rattlesnake den in Colorado.
Yeah, I remember this from last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So they show this when the snakes are coming out
of hibernation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's, they're just letting everybody know it's snake season.
It is snake season.
Yeah.
Folks.
So they're going to be coming out and they'll be laying on the concrete, sunning themselves.
Man, they're really pushing that this morning, aren't they?
I know. Yeah. It seems to be a thing.
It does. It does. I mean, all of a sudden, everybody's onto the snake thing. We didn't hear a thing about snakes yesterday, but today, all of a sudden, it's snake season.
It is snake season. I know. That's the only thing that freaks me out about the cabin is like, if I'm bit out there, I won't live.
Yeah,
because I'm too far out.
No kidding.
And you have no cell service, right?
No, but I have a Garmin emergency phone.
Oh, okay.
I have a
but you better get you some of that snake. What's it called?
Anti-venom.
The venom. Yeah, the anti-venom.
I'm gonna shoot myself up with anti-venom.
Yeah, no. If you're gonna die, you would. I would.
I don't think that they give it to people.
It's also really expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be worth it.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's not worth it. I'm just saying it's
Thanks
really
a lot,
expensive.
Schmidl.
Yeah. I know a guy who got bit by a rattlesnake. His name's Nick.
Oh God.
And he was hiking with his dog. And he got bit and he had to walk back in while he was hiking and it was like a $50,000 hospital bill.
Yeesh. My son's hospital bill last 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, 3 weeks ago, $26,000.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's so crazy.
You have a friend named Nick.
Yeah.
That got bitten by a snake.
I know him through PayPal.
How have we never heard this story?
I feel like I have.
I've told this story
You've
before.
Heard of
really?
He didn't have a name.
Yeah. Well, I gave him a name this time, but yeah.
He's got a story every time snake season comes around.
Yeah, it's always the same one.
It's a friend. Yeah. I'll bet you the dollar difference, there's a dollar difference when it comes to the hospital bill.
Oh, for sure,
because he can't remember that from year to year. But he remembers to throw in his Nick story every year.
Well,
right?
I remember that he got like 20 vials of anti-venom, and it was like $2,000 a vial or
no
something
kidding.
Along those lines. Yeah.
I wonder if they would just give me some.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. let's do this real quick. Hang on. Whoa! Me the snake. That me it. Yes. Yeah.
That's all I remember is that part.
That's my favorite part. Oh yeah. Man, I feel like you should have a martini in your hand right now, you know? It make oh yeah, old Sammy man. Love Sammy the snake. I hate snakes.
I know you do.
Hate snakes.
They don't bother me. I am concerned like if I'm over by the woodpile or whatever, because they like to that when I take a woodpile off, I'm gonna be zapped. Yeah.
I can't stand them. I won't even look for a ball on the golf course.
You won't?
No. I won't look for it. If it goes into the weeds or whatever, it's gone. Okay. I don't go searching for it. Yeah. I don't go into the weeds. No, no. Don't want anything to do with
it. You know they're afraid of you, right?
Until you step on one, you know? I mean, I'm not kidding. When you go into the weeds to look for a ball at the golf course, I mean, if you could easily step on a snake that's going to bite you. And the ball's just not worth it to me. I have been over to the Meadows Golf Course, and I've seen more snakes over there. That thing is a snake pit, okay? I've seen them on the greens. I've seen them on the tee boxes. I've seen them everywhere over there.
You would hate my Instagram, because on my Instagram, I am actually taking a video of a snake eating a mouse on my property.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram.
And you people that have snakes for pets.
Oh, that I don't get.
No. You're weird, man.
That
you're weird.
I don't get at all.
Yeah.
And some people, like, let them just go.
Yeah, the free roam.
Yeah, that's just weird, isn't it?
Jeez.
I mean, they're not loving. They're not, you don't pet them. You don't, what do
you
do
with
them?
You're not going to snuggle with a snake.
Yeah.
They eat all the mice.
They do eat all the mice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not worth it. I'd rather have the mice.
Yeah.
I swear I had.
Anyway, just be aware, it is snake season, and they are going to be sunning themselves on all the paths and stuff.
And sometimes you see these pictures in these videos of these pythons they catch down in Florida.
Oh.
Because these people get them as pets, and then when they get too big, they just turn them loose.
Did you see the one in Thailand?
No. I don't want to say it. Is it huge?
He's as big as a bus.
Oh, no. No. They could eat a person whole, can't
they? Yeah.
No, I don't like snakes. Well, it was Bill Clinton and a snake, remember? Bill Clinton eaten by a snake.
Yeah. Hey, what is this? Somebody help me. Somebody help me.
Because remember, it was a thing. Who did that? Somebody did a stunt where they were going to be eaten by a python and then pulled out. Remember that?
Yeah.
What was that? I don't remember.
And then let's see, Bill Clinton, and then I did Casey Kasem in a
snake. You were
remember?
Kasem, yep.
It's been a long time.
Oh, those were the days.
So I'm seeing there was something called Eaten Alive, and it says it was a documentary where this guy got himself to get eaten by a snake, but it's called the most disappointing live TV show ever.
I remember. Yeah. We were all really bummed about it. Yeah.
The snake spit him out.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Hey. Here we go. Woo! Beware, it's snake season, folks. I'm Sammy the Snake.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I have good news and I have bad news.
All right, let's see here. Good news or bad news? Let's take the bad news first. Does that work?
One person was shot near Union Station last night.
Wish I hadn't said that.
Bad news.
Okay.
I think it was in Thornton that attempted abduction near that middle school.
Yeah.
They caught the perv.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, so that's good news.
I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah. Yep.
When did this happen? Yesterday?
I believe so, yeah, with a 15-year-old and she got away.
Yeah.
Huh?
15-year-old and she got away.
She got away and they caught the perv.
Yes.
Yeah, perv is behind bars.
I didn't even hear the perv story.
Well.
Huh.
You got to have your perv ears on.
Yeah. Yeah, my perv ears.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Sorry. Perv ears. All right. There's a lot going on. Let me get to it, okay? First of all, people at the you kind of mentioned this, BJ, earlier, yeah. And it says people at the University of North Carolina are concerned about Jordan Hudson's influence on Bill Belichick.
It's not looking good. That's the wrong way to say it. It's not a good look.
They said at UNC that she is actually on site and acting like his manager.
Yeah, you can't do that. You
got to
leave her at home, man.
Yeah, you can't come to work, right?
You cannot do that. That'd be like me dragging Lisa in here every day.
I know.
And her telling us how to do our job.
Exactly.
Love you to death, Toots, but you're not coming to work with me.
No, I mean, that would just be crazy, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so.
Well, nobody wants that.
The news comes a day after an awkward interview with Belichick aired on CBS Sunday Morning, where Hudson had chimed in when the football coach was asked how they met. We're not answering that.
Man, I'll tell you, every day that this whole story with him and this girl and it's just applying more pressure for his upcoming season.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because if he stinks, if that team stinks this year, they're going to put all the blame on her.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised he didn't just retire. You know?
Yeah, I am too.
I mean, you're the NFL coach.
Well, he gets to go to the college campus. There's a lot of sororities there.
Oh, that's true.
A lot of young women.
Right.
In case this escort doesn't work out.
I feel like she'll be gone the first week of the season.
I'm just
saying. Know she's so jealous, right? And she's freaking out that there's all these 19-year-olds
there. That's
why
she's there right now, like by his side.
Yep. Yeah. That is... Hey, BJ, you're making me think now.
Yeah.
Now it's all...
Not that I think like he does.
Wow, way to put your perv ears on.
I'm just saying, if I had my perv ears on, that's the way I'd look at it, okay? Don't put me in that category.
Also, Schmidl, he mentioned this as well, that Shedeur Sanders reportedly did tank his interviews on purpose for teams that he wasn't interested in being drafted to. A reporter said at some of these combine meetings with certain teams that maybe Shedeur Sanders didn't really want to go to, I was told that he more or less sandbagged himself in those interviews so they wouldn't pick him. That was a bad mistake.
That's dumb.
You're going to Cleveland now, buddy.
That's dumb.
It is dumb. Yep. He really wanted to either go to the Giants, the Saints, the Steelers, or the Raiders. But he's going to Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Poor dude. Oh, well.
I hope he makes it. I really do. I'm pulling for him.
Well, but the thing is, okay, but here's the thing. I mean, everybody was calling him out about his cockiness. I know he reads the internet. I know he knows that everybody was saying that about him. And then after he gets picked for Cleveland, he goes to a nightclub with a Louis Vuitton box of money.
Yeah, yeah, I would have laid low.
Me too. Yeah.
In the fifth round, too. It's not like he was a first round draft pick.
I mean, that just shows me that he doesn't even, like, he's not aware.
Well, you didn't see Travis Hunter doing that.
No, right. He did not. And they said Cam didn't either. Yeah. What's his name? Cam Ward.
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward. They said Cam Ward's the most humble kid on the planet.
There's this audio of in the winter where they were doing like all these things. It was Cam Ward and Shador, okay, and they're talking back and forth, and he's like, "Hey man, you should get on this rap song with me," to Cam Ward, and Cam Ward's like, "I don't rap. I'm a football player." And he's like, "You don't have any other hobbies outside of football?" And he's like, "Yeah, man. I want people when they Google Cam Ward, when they Google Cam Ward to see American football." And he's just like, kind of blows him.
I don't know. He just keeps going with these stories. He reads these things on the internet,
and then he
just comes back word for word, Jamie. And this audio that he's talking about goes on for like 30 minutes.
Well, yeah, because
he's going to talk for.
I don't feel
minutes.
Like this is worth
right.
it.
Let him finish up here. But just let him.
Any fun at all? Like outside of football? And he's like, "No, dude, I only play football." And then Shador's like, "I do other stuff besides football because I have hobbies outside of that."
Wow.
And he just cares more about like his presentation and his image more than he does about playing football.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah, me too. All right. All right. Well, good story. We're out of time. There you go, tabloid trash.
Way it goes, Fidel.
Oh, no.
The entire tabloid trash. You and that damn video you saw. Oh, boy. BJ and Jamie. Happy Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get it for free. Get our show anywhere you go. And the podcast of the program, anything you miss on the show today, it will be on the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. A little depression this morning because the Avalanche lost.
Yeah.
Game 5.
So sad.
In the toilet. Terrible. What do we have to say for ourselves?
Well, you know what, though? It really works, though. It works. I'm happy about it because it goes along with Turd Tuesday.
Yeah, it does. It does. Because today is Turd Tuesday. A lot of people don't realize this unless you listened yesterday.
Right.
But I have this company called Oh Crap.
And by the way, every time you do that.
I didn't finish. Hang on.
Okay.
OhCrap.com.
Every time you say "aw crap," I freak out and go, "What?"
Great name.
He's like, "No, I'm just saying that they're going to be there today." I'm like, "Stop doing that."
Yeah. Everybody complaining on Textnado 5. No, it's not 51059 anymore. It's 303-22 Alice, right?
Yep.
All right. When you complain, it doesn't bother me that I'm too lazy to pick it up, that I'm too part of being a dog owner is the responsibility. I get all that. But it's just got beyond my reach right now.
Yeah, crap.
They're coming over today to clean up that yard, and then I call it the Great Poop Reset.
Oh, I like that.
The Great Poop Reset. After the reset, I can handle it from there, okay?
Right. It's just a lot right now.
So today is Turd Tuesday.
So do they have any idea how bad this is?
No.
Okay.
They've seen worse, though.
Are you sure?
No.
And the thing that all this, because you've never, I mean, how long has it been since you cleaned up the yard, picked it up?
Okay. Oh, not that long. December, maybe.
I would say probably even longer than that. Probably even September.
I know when I was out there last.
Yeah, because
it was December.
I bet he wasn't out there in December.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet it was September. Yeah.
September, December.
It's got a bird.
Yeah, same time of year.
So it's frozen and now it's melting.
No. It's even worse.
Oh, no.
I turned on the sprinklers.
Oh, that's right.
So now it's just...
Now it's the bush.
Soup.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
I love it.
So that's why we named it Turd Tuesday, because it's the Great Poop Reset.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, I got a question for you. Got a question for you, okay? And it relates to a story that I'm about to give you, too, okay? What is the most expensive item that you've ever lost? Okay, think about that. Textnado 303-22 Alice. What is the most expensive item that you've lost? Okay. I was telling you about my frog, my son Frog.
Yeah.
Lost his watch.
Yeah.
They found the watch. Blah, 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 blah.
Mine's a ring.
Yours is a ring. Mine's a watch. Yeah. Mine's a watch too. The reason I say this is because yesterday the U.S. military lost a jet.
Yeah, I saw that. Fell and that is a whopper.
Fell off the boat.
Yeah, how much was it worth?
$70 million.
$70 million. And it just plop.
Hey, Sid. Hey, Sid, what was that splash? What was that splash that just happened? It was a jet that fell off the boat, okay? $70 million into the ocean.
Did you see now they're trying to change the story?
Why?
Because now, so it they didn't have the parking brake on, right? So it just rolled off.
Yeah.
And it was also the tractor that was towing it. Both items fell off the ship, right?
Oh, it did?
Yeah, they were parking it.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so the little tow trucky thing, you know?
I just assumed it was sitting on the edge and a big wave hit.
Right.
And knocked it off. Yeah. That's what I thought when I first saw the story.
Well, that's kind of what happened at the first when you first saw the story. But now they're coming out and they're trying to fix it. Because it was like worth $77 million or something.
Yeah, $70 million.
And it sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
It's gone.
And so now they're trying to fix it and say that Hubala or whoever those people are, that they were firing at them and they had to make a quick right turn.
Yeah, it was like a radical maneuver, they said.
Like the Hezbollah?
Yeah. Houthi.
The Houthis.
Yeah, the Houthi. It says U.S. fighter jet rolls off the aircraft carrier as ship reportedly swerves. Oh, the ship swerved from Houthi fire.
Mm. Ah. See, I'd come up with a story, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
If I were the captain of that boat in charge of everything, I'd come up with a good story, too. Yeah. Houthis were all over us, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we were dodging bullets left and right, missiles coming our way, drones in the sky buzzing like crazy. How am I supposed to keep control of everything? And the jet just fell off.
Do you know we've also lost two drones, not on that ship, but somewhere else. We've lost two drones worth $20 million each.
Yeah, that's jump change, isn't it? I lost a watch, and it bugs me to this day.
This watch
was $800, and that's a lot to me, okay? Yeah. That's a lot. And I lost it on an airplane. I went back to the airport three or four different times trying to retrieve this thing. It was a Garmin, just like the one I have on. And I went and bought a different one. But it's bugged me to this day. It's the most expensive thing I've ever lost.
Well, I had an engagement ring, and it was a pretty good one. It was from the doctor.
How much was it worth?
$25,000.
Now that it's lost, $25,000 ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I
left it, that's pretty, you know, I mean, a lot of people buy rings very expensive.
Yeah. So, and you know, he's a surgeon and stuff. He had the money.
Yeah, it's not like it's $250,000.
No, and I didn't pay
$25,000. Okay.
I left it in a safe at a hotel, and then I came back to get it, and they said, we haven't seen it.
Gone.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You put it in the safe while you were at the hotel.
Yeah, and then
I just forgot.
I forgot I left it in there.
And you went back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. And they said, we haven't seen it.
We don't know anything about it.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Holy moly. How many times has that happened at a
hotel,
though?
I know, at hotels, right?
I didn't even think of that because they put those safes in there for a reason.
Yep.
So you put all your stuff in there and then forget it.
Exactly.
And then they
right.
can go and they can raid that shit. Yeah, I'll bet you when the people come into your room.
Sorry to interrupt. That's the only thing I got out of that marriage. That really irritates
that
me.
Ring?
Yeah. I didn't get any kind of spousal, no nothing, no money. I signed that quick claim deed for the house. I like got out of it. I didn't do anything.
You should go back and remarry him, see if you can get something else. And then leave again.
But think about it. Like, that's literally the only thing I took away from a marriage.
Take a second run at it.
I helped pay the mortgage on the house, but I let him have
nothing.
It.
Oh. Got nothing.
I got nothing with that ring.
Are you venting right now, or are we telling a story? Are we venting
Still
or telling
having regret.
See, it is Turd Tuesday.
It is Turd Tuesday. $70 million jet.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine those sailors that are standing on the deck of this, the Truman or something? USS Truman? And they're just watching this jet slowly disappear into the water.
Just sink to the bottom.
Hey, Sid, that's a $70 million jet we lost.
I mean, you know how devastating it is when you're at the lake and you lose your sunglasses in the water?
Oh,
it's the worst day ever.
Those are like $50. Yeah. Now you lose $70 million.
Wow. I'll bet you when you check out of a hotel, especially the high-end hotel, you know, like in Vegas, if you're over at the, what is it called? The Wynn. If you're at the Wynn, I'll bet you the first thing they do when they go into that room, when you check out, is go straight to the safe.
I bet you're right.
That's what I would do.
I would too.
Because I would go, because they have the master to it, right? They go in and they check to see if you left anything behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody's got a nice ring. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's the only thing you got from me.
Only thing.
Somebody else got it.
You guys have seen it. You've seen it.
Yeah.
I wore it a lot. Yeah. Now look at me now. I don't have a ring on because I'm too depressed to wear a ring.
Keep listening. More Turd Tuesday stories coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Nuggets game 5 tonight at Bull Arena. That's a hot ticket.
Wait, what?
Lots of people wanting that ticket.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good
ticket. Nuggets Clippers tonight at Ball Arena. Abs lost last night, so they lost game 5. Pressure's on there. But the Ball Arena should be a rocket tonight.
It should.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's get them.
Something sounds weird in my headphones, but it's probably just me.
Yeah, probably
so. It's probably just me, yeah.
Kentucky Derby this weekend.
Man,
you got any plans for it?
You are excited about this.
I had five people yesterday text me wanting to know what my picks were.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they feel like you're the horse man.
I don't know why. I've never won at the Kentucky Derby. I've never won. You know, I put down money every single year for this damn race, and I've never won.
You haven't?
I 20 bucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you hit the Derby, we're talking long shots, and you want to win thousands of dollars. You know what I mean? I've never won that. So why would you ask me?
Well,
Tony texted me yesterday. Hey, Beach, what's your picks for the Derby? I don't know.
I am going to give you 20 and do a trifecta.
Okay.
What's a trifecta?
Three horses.
In a row.
Yeah.
Do I have to pick what, first, second, and third?
Yeah.
Or can
you
they
do.
Come in any order?
You can come in any order. You
okay.
can place that bet, too. I can
okay.
do whatever you want to do
right.
with
right.
it. Okay? But yes,
I'll
do it for you.
Will I make like thousands?
You could. Right. If it hits, yeah. if there are big odds on it, you could make, let's say you could take 50 bucks and you could turn that into 10,000.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good turnout.
There we go.
Yep. You're talking big money.
Now, would you
big
tell
money.
Me the truth that it paid out that much?
Not a chance.
Yeah.
Not
you'd
a chance.
You'd win 100 bucks.
Because you don't know the difference?
Knows, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Nope. And I'm not going to tell you either. I will tell you this, man. I was so depressed yesterday.
Oh, no.
7:30 last night, it dawned on me. Yesterday was the big Colorado lotto drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, Jamie. I feel like I've won that sucker already. It's just a matter of them giving me the check, actually. And so I forgot to buy my tickets yesterday.
Oh.
And the big drawing for $12 million was last night, but nobody won.
Oh, so you still have time.
So we still have time to get into it.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, right. Tomorrow night. $12.3 million in a state lottery. Unheard of.
I know, but it's just.
Never seen it.
It's such a bad number. Because you're just like not.
What do you mean it's
I
bad
always
number?
Say this to you guys, and you don't get it, but because you're just not stupid rich. You're still worried about money.
Yeah.
With $12 million, you're still worried.
No!
I feel like $12 million, I could be okay with that.
I'm stupid rich!
No, you're not.
Yes, I am in my world!
You're not!
Over at Littleton, Colorado, you're stupid rich with $12 million.
See, the thing is, remember how a million-dollar house used to look? You know,
yeah.
You remember what a million-dollar house was? Like, when you were young, you were like, people had mansions. Now, a million-dollar house is like what I grew up in when my parents paid like $60,000 for a house.
Literally, like, you're going downtown, and you're on Spear Boulevard, and you're looking at all these houses, $1 million, and you literally have to bulldoze it.
Yeah. He's not wrong. You do. You have to, some of these houses are $1 million, you have to bulldoze.
If I win $12 million, let me restate this, okay? In Littleton, Colorado, BJ is a rich man.
You're not stupid
yes,
rich.
I am.
You're still worried about money at $12 million.
Look, I'm rich and I'm stupid. So I'm going to be stupid rich if I win $12 million and nobody can convince me otherwise.
You're really not. You're still worried.
No, I'm not.
I promise you are.
Jamie, try me.
Yeah.
Just try me. Somebody give me $12 million. Put me to the test.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Same.
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay, never mind.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's an app you put on your phone, and you can hear us anywhere you go. and the podcast later on today in case you missed something. I went through my list here. You know, I make a list every day, Jamie.
I do know
we
that.
We all do,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of content for today. I'm down to the very last one.
Oh, no. Oh no. What is it?
100 men versus a gorilla.
Okay. I saw this all over social media yesterday, and can I tell you something? I didn't even bother to read it because I was like, where did this come from? What is this?
It's, I mean, all over the place. People are talking about having theories and going back and forth.
I didn't even, like, I was so not caring that I just swiped.
Now, Schmidl this morning claims he knows where it started.
Okay.
Okay, Schmidl?
So yeah. Wait, but let's just be clear what this is again. Something went viral yesterday where it said, can 100 men beat up a gorilla?
It was on Reddit about a week ago, and it's gone viral from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it started on Reddit. Somebody posed the question, can a gorilla take on 100 men and win, or vice versa?
Right.
And then people started talking about it. Then they started putting it to the test on AI. It was Grok. It was ChatGPT. And all these videos started surfacing. Now, yesterday when I first saw it, and yesterday was the first day I saw it, I thought, well, I'll bring this up. And then I thought, no. I've looked for something on my feed and my algorithm. Nobody else is seeing this because it was so dumb.
It is so dumb.
Right? It's so dumb.
I swiped out of it. I didn't even read about it.
I thought it was a mistake. I thought, what in the heck did I look at that it would bring in a gorilla fighting 100 men? I mean, what have I been watching? I don't know gorilla videos?
See,
I didn't know
as much as you knew. I didn't even know that they put it into ChatGPT and all that, or AI. And did they play it out on,
like,
AI?
The simulations and the videos are actually really funny.
Are they?
If you watch
them. Yeah, I guess that
would be gorilla beats the so you don't have to watch it at home. The gorilla beats the crap out of all of them.
Out of 100 men.
He hits them and they fly like 40 feet.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's an actual. I mean, I know that AI thing's supposed to be pretty good, but when you watch the video, I don't think the gorilla wins that easily.
No.
Well, I think he wins, but I don't think he wins that easily.
He'd be hard to hit.
It's so stupid. What becomes a viral video?
Well, if you think about it like this, okay, so let's say I have a shotgun, right? And I shoot you, right? You're going to probably die.
Well, this is a bad story.
But if I shoot a bear, he's just going to get really, really mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to think of it like that. These animals they're so much more powerful than we could ever, ever be.
Oh, okay.
You know, a human can't do that much damage with their bare hands.
I was just wondering how shooting me worked into this.
Yeah.
it's almost like that's a subliminal thought that you're having.
No, I was trying
to get to the bottom of that first,
I was speaking
okay?
about men, the human. The
okay, yeah. Well, they gave, this AI gave all the specs on a gorilla versus a man. They say a gorilla's powerful hand can grab you over the top of your skull. He can squeeze like an orange, and he can just crack your skull wide open.
It makes sense. Yeah.
That's how powerful these animals are. Right, Schmidl?
Yeah, I've actually been obsessed with this for the last, like, week, and I've gone just headlong, deep dive rabbit hole into it. There is no way without weapons 100 men would beat one gorilla. A gorilla literally can punch you with 1,300 to 2,700 PSI, and it only takes 1,200 PSI to crush your skull. So it can kill you in one shot, just punching you. And then also, they're like 400 pounds. They can lift an average of 2,000 to 3,000 pounds. So that's like 20 dudes have to get on top of it just to hold it down. There's no way you can get 20 dudes around a gorilla at once, just if you think about the spacing, because, like, you can maybe get, like, 7 to 10 guys total, you know? And, like, it's...
it's, like, cute, you know, the first time, but...
I feel like we're the only people he talks to throughout the day.
It's like, yeah, okay, like, it's...
He came in this morning with... I said, hey, Schmidl, can you grab me this audio? Because it's a guy that's talking about what he just said, okay?
Yeah.
And he started, Jamie, he would not shut up for 15 minutes about gorillas.
I do wonder how big one tooth is. You know, like, because, I mean, he could even, a gorilla
massive,
can't even, like, bite you. I mean, we never talk about him even biting you. But he could just bite you and just tear you apart, you know, in half.
I'd say it's about the size of this mouse.
One tooth? I bet it's bigger.
One tooth. I don't know.
I don't know either.
The only gorilla I've ever seen is at the zoo.
Yeah.
And they don't show their teeth.
No, they just pick their butt and smell it.
They pick their nose,
I was there on Sunday. One, I was watching it. He was picking like little, I don't know, like a treat out of like a little pipe with a stick.
Yeah.
But then he threw up in his hand.
Oh!
And then he ate it.
Yeah. What is happening today?
Are you hanging out with Spadilla or something?
What? That's what I saw on Sunday at the zoo.
It was his day at the zoo. I threw up in mine a little bit. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. I see them pick each other.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice that? That the gorillas?
Yeah, they pick up like
they
little
got fleas
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, like little
right?
bugs. Yeah, yeah, and eat them. Yeah.
You're going to see this on your feed today. If you're on X especially, and I'm sure it's on others too, it's 100 men versus a gorilla, and there's videos everywhere. And why this is circulating, I have no idea.
It's crazy.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on
popular.
A Tuesday, man. It's going to be 68 degrees today.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, here's what I'll do. I'm going to write down what my idea is for Mother's Day, okay?
Okay, all right, yeah.
Because I got a 7-year-old, and of course, I've got to do it from him to mom, right?
Well, we always have this discussion because I also think that you should do it too.
No.
I know.
Yeah.
We always fight about this every year.
I should do something for her.
Because
I'm going to.
I know, but you always say it's from Frog and not you.
All right. Let's see. Let me write down.
Two separate things.
By the way, if I seem bitchy, it's because I took my semi-glutide shot yesterday and I don't feel well.
Yeah. You've been a handful. Been a handful today. You got to give me props
on
this one.
I'm telling you, because I've been trying to wean myself off of the semi-glutide shot, right, and do it the natural way. And it's crazy. So now the longer I wait to take the shot, then I get sick, you know, because...
Your body's not used to it.
Yeah, anymore. If I all take right. it regularly every week, then I don't get sick. But then if I wait for 3 weeks and then take it, then I'm like, ugh. Anyway, what?
Mother's Day
yes.
is a week from Sunday.
But thank you for feeling bad for me and my nausea.
I do feel bad for you and your nausea. Yeah. I don't know how you give yourself the shot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really difficult.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
It's weird
I
looking
hate needles.
Down. I
hate
know.
It.
Yeah, I'm not a
needles
fan.
Needles and all snakes.
Right. Anyway,
all
go
right.
ahead.
All right, I'm going to give you the list here. I can't say it on the air for obvious reasons, right?
Oh, right.
But I'm doing the gift from Frog to his mother.
And from you, too.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
I don't know.
Well, come on. Why?
No. Oh, no.
If it's high end, I'm not talking like the food item stuff. I'm talking about stuff that resonate.
Well, all right.
All right. Give me my list. What? Why don't you just not commit on the days you take your shot? Can I do anything? I think that's a great idea. All right, Carson, let me show you, okay?
Okay.
And see what your thoughts
okay.
are, okay? She's jaded.
No, I'm not jaded. It's just I think it's personal to us, and that I don't think you'll do a good job.
Oh.
Oh, so now it's me.
It's you.
It's okay. not the gift. It's not
yeah, it's not right. the gift. It's
there
you.
We go.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give the list here or just the item to Carson. And see what he has to say. All right, you can give it back now. Hey, what are you doing? Trying to steal it?
It could go. I can see what Jamie's saying.
Yeah.
Really? Really? Both yuns.
Yeah.
Really?
You're not a
good
sentimental
job.
Man, and I don't think you can pull it off.
I'm just going to say what it is, okay?
Okay.
Because she's working right now. The purse charms.
Right.
Frog mementos, like birthstone, his date of his birth, you know, in silver or whatever. But a purse charms
right,
that signify Frog and what he means
to her. I know,
but
like my guess is you'll actually like get a frog.
I think I'm a pretty good gift giver. I think I could pull this off, Jamie.
I mean, all right, so just think about it as like a charm bracelet. Like, so people that.
First charm.
Yeah.
They're hot right now.
When they add to the Pandora, you know.
Yep.
It's like really kind of personal about what you want to add to your bracelet or your purse charm.
But 7. I mean, there can't be too many things that I come up with.
You're going to get a frog, and she doesn't want a frog hanging from her purse.
Well, maybe she does. She loves the name Frog.
Well, I
maybe she think does. About maybe think about experiences that they've had together that's really stood
like
out.
Like there'll
in
be
mind.
A Mickey Mouse, obviously.
Yo, well, yeah, that's a given. That you have to have a Mickey.
I never thought of that. I gotta write that down.
Yeah, you gotta have Mickey.
But like, is there anything else they that maybe Mexico, they bond so, yeah. bonded over together?
There's
or
some Mexico stuff.
Yeah.
They went to pottery together, made birdhouses. Oh, that's a good idea. I'll get a birdhouse.
Birdhouse.
Birdhouse. Like, I'll have to explain the birdhouse to her.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll be like, what? A birdhouse?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, it's I love that you were thinking that direction. I just, for me, I stood over the charms, you know,
yeah.
and I stood over them forever trying to figure out what I wanted on it because you don't want to get too many. I think I got five. And it was like,
it's like a tattoo.
Yeah, you have to kind of, it's personal. Like,
yeah, it's got to fit.
Yeah.
It's got to fit, and it's got to have some deep meaning to it.
Right. Like, you would put a B and a J on there, and that'd be weird.
All right, I'll mark off the B and J. I thought it was sincere myself.
Right.
Walk around with BJ on your purse.
Yeah, right.
And I think any woman would want to. Would she not?
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, this is great news for the Jamster. That's me. And that is that I guess Amazon is going to start putting tariffs, you know, like 145% tariffs or whatever on the price. They're going to show you the price with the tariff. And I needed a reason not to buy from Amazon anymore.
So when you order, they're going to show you the upcharge?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll show you.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, there I go. I'm going to go to Ace now. You know,
yeah.
I like Ace.
I like Ace, too.
Yeah, they're the friendly, hardware, happy people.
Now, they're doing that for what reason?
I think
because... To let you know what the tariffs are costing you, so it's not their fault, it's a tariff fault.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to...
Yeah, and then Temu just announced... Temu, and you got to check on your umbrellas. They just added 145% tariff to all their items.
Son of a... What?
Yeah.
I paid $85. Now, I can't do the math on it, but I'm sure it's over 200 now with the tariffs.
But, I mean, we knew it was coming. We just didn't know it was really going to happen.
I thought my umbrellas would beat the tariffs, would get here quicker.
Well, and I thought, and I felt like we were playing chicken. You know, like somebody would give, but nobody's giving.
Somebody needs to give.
Somebody needs to give. I
need my umbrellas.
I know. I wonder how that works because it is a tariff. So when it comes back into the United States, it's going to be taxed. And so I'm wondering if yours, just because it's sitting over there, if they're going to tax you. It's not free just because you already bought it.
I don't know.
It hasn't been shipped over yet.
I have no idea. I have no idea how that works.
Me either.
Might just charge your card. The additional charge.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, because I have two things that are out that I haven't received yet, and I'm wondering if I'm going to get charged extra.
Yeah,
I would think that once they collected your card and it was paid for, then that's the date that you are, you know, you bought the item, and if the tariffs come afterwards, then it wouldn't apply to you. Only on the dates when the tariffs take effect forward that it would apply.
Well, then what?
That's what I'm thinking.
But they're doing it right now. Temu's doing it right now.
They're doing what?
They're adding 145%.
Today?
Today.
Yeah, so if your item hasn't shipped yet, then...
Shmadil, will you check them and see if it's today?
Let me
tomorrow.
With my wife. Hopefully the umbrellas are there today.
Can you see when that goes into effect from Temu? Because they said they were doing it.
This is going to cost me $500 to $600 for two stinking umbrellas. I could have got them over at Walmart for $60.
Or for like Five Below.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
They might anyway.
Yeah. Are you looking?
It's already in effect.
Oh, crap. This is a turd Tuesday.
This is a really sad story. Yes, it is a turd Tuesday. I got two sad stories in a row, and I hate to do this. But first of all, the mural where it's Kobe Bryant kissing Gigi on the forehead. It's a mural that everybody loved in Los Angeles. Somebody overnight spray painted it where you can't even see it anymore.
Not everybody loved it in L.A.
No, I guess not. What were those morons doing?
Idea.
And they made it, you guys, where it can't even be cleaned off. I mean, it is just, they've destroyed it. It's so sad. And it's a picture, like I said, of Kobe kind of as an angel, and then Gigi kind of as an angel, and he's kissing her forehead.
I don't get the thinking there.
I don't either.
I mean, you would think, I mean, Kobe Bryant is loved, and that's his daughter. She perished. I mean, come on.
That is just sad. And they have no idea who did it. So that's the number one sad story. Number two sad story is there is a baby on TikTok. He was 2 years old. He's called the OK Baby. He's adorable. And he passed away in a car accident. And they're saying now, he's only 2 years old. He passed away in this car accident with his parents. They were dropping off their daughter to school. And then they ran off the road and hit a tree. They were saying that his car seat wasn't secured properly. So make sure you all go to a fire station and check on your car seats.
Yeah, it always terrifies me about that. Yeah. I typically reinstall ours probably like once a month just because if it comes loose or it loosens up, you know.
And did you guys know if you're ever involved in a car accident with a car seat, you have to get it replaced?
Yep. I had to get rid of mine, the one that was in, because little Debbie wasn't in the accident with me, but I had to get rid of it because it's just,
which is good. I mean, yeah, because I don't know what happens, but the plastic or something. All right, so I'm sorry about those two sad stories and then the tariff and oh my God. But here's a happy story that you guys are going to love.
Good. Here we go.
Travis Kelce has unfriended Ryan Reynolds. What?
Is that a happy story?
Yes, it's crazy. It tells us that what's her name? Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Is so mad at Blake.
So we've picked our side in this?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
We are team Taylor.
Yeah. Well, we're team Jason Baldoni,
which
is the team they're on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So yesterday, you guys, well, here, I'll let Billy Bush, I'll let him explain it better. Here it is.
Huge breaking news. Travis Kelce unfollows Ryan Reynolds. The besties are done. This is major. I mean, he had to know that would be noticed, right? You can't casually unfollow Ryan Reynolds. He's sending a message. He's standing by his lady. They don't like this. You know what they want? They want what everyone else wants. They want an apology. Blake has missed an opportunity every time to apologize and own this thing. If you own it early and completely, it goes away. Just happened with this kid, right? The coach's son who prank called Shedeur Sanders. I don't think it's going to be long-lasting hell for the kid because he owned it completely and he owned it early. It was stupid as hell. He's a college kid. He's an idiot. But he owned it entirely. See, that's where Blake goes wrong, and I think Travis is saying enough's enough. The longer you drag this on, you drag everybody in, including my lady, T-Swift.
Yeah, my lady, T-Swift.
I just don't understand how any of this between all of these people has come to a $400 million lawsuit.
It's crazy.
That is just so crazy. Okay, I can understand you're suing for $5 million, okay? You call it sexual harassment, whatever you want to call it. But $400 million?
She tried to destroy him and his career and thought she was going to get away with it. She's a very vengeful bitch.
Sorry. Sure appears that way.
I seem vengeful myself when I just talk like that.
Every time you take that shot.
I know. I just, you know why?
You come in here with those attitudes of yours and man, words fly out of your mouth. And before you know it, we're in trouble. Oh, boy.
I know, because yesterday, if you think about it, I hadn't taken the shot yet. And I was very happy.
Every time you get the shot, you're a liability.
It just makes me bitchy. Go on. All right, anyway, let's see here. It says, not all fire stations have car seat techs, but Children's Hospital does. Good to know. Thank you for that. Somebody says, you can't really call it Turd Tuesday until you find out that Schmidl ate gluten.
What? Yeah. Because of my IBS.
Gotcha.
That's kind of funny, you guys. All right, anyway, yeah, so that whole thing happened. And then BJ drops another bomb on us, and he tells us this morning, earlier, that all of the NFL teams decided to go against Shedeur.
Yeah, they colluded.
Collusion. Yeah.
It's like that Russian collusion.
Yeah.
Only this is NFL player collusion.
Isn't this crazy? I think we have some audio, don't we?
We do, right here. It's about Shedeur being blackballed. Hello? Shedeur.
They took him off, and they took him off
Oh, let me explain. This is Boomer Esiason, who is a voice on one of the networks that he calls the games for the NFL.
They took him off, and they took him off because the owner said, take him off. I don't want that guy. Shedeur Sanders just torpedoed himself. His attitude off the field at the combine, his dad didn't help him either. You know, he was on podcast talking about, this is my son. If I can get him to where I want to get him to, I'm going to do that. But, you know, when you listen to this kid talk right prior or at the combine about if you want a new culture in your locker room, I'm the guy to do that. I can turn it around. I mean, he's very high on himself. And I think he was very off-putting to many, many coaches and general managers in the league. And I'm telling you right now, and I know this after talking to three different personnel people in the NFL this weekend, they didn't even have him on his board, on their board. They took him off. And they took him off because the owner said, take him off. I don't want that guy. I don't want this entitled person on our team. And I don't blame him.
So here's what I'm understanding. He went into some of these meetings going, yeah, I don't want to go here. And so he was kind of a jerk inside the meetings. And then those owners are like, dude, this guy is a tool. And they called another owner. And so, you know, all the owners are friends. Because like when I was friends with Jeannie before you destroyed that relationship.
Yeah.
She was friends with all the NBA GMs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and owners. Because like her and George Maloof were besties. And
yeah,
they
powerful.
All talk, yeah. You know? Okay. And so they're like, hey, he's being a jerk in this meeting. And they're like, all right, I don't want him. You want him? I don't want him. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm shocked by this.
I know. Me too.
That the owners called other owners saying, hey, take him off the board. You don't need him. He's a disruption to your team. He's not worth it. The talent level does not, doesn't add up when it comes to how much trouble he is. So just forget about this kid. And they all went along with
it. Wow.
I hate that we're in the finals and I'm not friends with Jeannie Buss anymore because you talked about her dad.
Yeah.
Remember that one time you got tickets?
Yep.
Here's what's going to make you feel better. Either if the Nuggets get knocked out or the Lakers get knocked out. And then we're good.
The Lakers are definitely getting knocked out.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
then you're going to be good because he won't be playing.
I could have just gone to the game. She hooked me up last time when we were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's overrated. These hookups that you get, man, they're overrated. It looks so good on a big screen TV. It looks so good. No, you don't have to be at the arena.
The playoffs are awesome.
No, you don't.
We got good seats, too. Yeah. You know, owners get you good seats. It's weird. When they own the team, it was weird, though. We were in the Lakers section. Did you know there's a Lakers section when you go to Ball Arena?
That'd be awkward when you're in the opposing arena.
That was odd. But, I mean, it was like we were like two rows from the floor.
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
You could smell the sweat.
Yeah.
I could. I could actually see their faces. Like, yeah. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't mean to ruin that for
talk
you.
Talk about her dad.
I just got on the air and told the truth, you know? If she can't handle the truth,
well, she told me
she can't handle it.
But she told me, see, this is why I didn't tell you about Kielbasa Man Mike.
What?
Because
of that?
Yes. I learned my lesson.
You ruined relationships.
Yes.
It's a great story, folks.
No,
about her dad.
Oh my God!
When he was dying, he was
so sad.
Jimmy it is Buss sad.
Is a great guy. Sad. Was a great guy.
It is sad.
He was a great guy, and they were so tight. They were just so tight.
I know they were.
Yeah, I mean, she just loves him, and so I'm sure when she listened to the podcast, and you're like, oh, and there was a hooker there. I was like, oh God.
Did I use the word hooker?
I think you did.
Yeah, hey, I probably did. I like that word. I never said that, though. I never said it like that. I said there were three hookers there.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say
My God.
I didn't say a hooker. I said there were three hookers there fighting over the guy. Okay? That's what I said.
All I know is my hookup for the NBA Finals is gone. Man, it's fine. Everything's fine. See, it's fine. Look, I'm fine. Everything's fine. And there you are, tabloid trash.
Yep. Everything's fine, folks. Everything is fine. BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Turd Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know how I said it.
Up people.
What did I say now? I said the pooper picker upper people.
Yep.
Pooper picker upper
people.
That's
exactly what you said.
Yeah, you said I just want to tell you the pooper people. See?
I called my wife to let her know that somebody could be in the backyard very soon. They're called awcrap.com.
Right.
Okay? Uh-huh. And they come to your house and they pick up the poop. Well, I need a great poop reset at my house. Okay? The great poop reset at my house is they come over, clean up the yard, then I'll take it from there. I don't need weekly service, bi-weekly service. Unless I have to do another reset down the road, okay?
Right. But right now, I don't. It's been sitting there since September.
Yeah.
And so piled on.
Yeah. Piled on.
Right. So
I was telling her.
And it was so, I mean, you just said, hey, babe, just want to tell you the pooper picker upper people are going to be going to
the pooper picker upper people.
Yeah, and you said it so easy.
Yeah.
And I looked at Carson and we kept trying to say it. You walked out of the room and we couldn't do it. Pooper picker.
You know, Peter picked a peck of pickled peppers once.
Yeah, and Sally.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize I said it like
oh
that.
Oh my God, it just rolled off the tongue. It was crazy. It was just the pooper picker upper people are coming.
Yeah. Oh man,
it was really
it's a tongue twister.
Let's see if Spadil can do it. Okay. Hey Spadil, can you do that?
Pooper picker people upper. What
you're
is
terrible,
it?
Man. Right,
so the pooper picker upper people.
Pooper picker upper people.
Yeah, pooper picker upper people. But say it fast.
Pooper picker upper people.
Oh, very good.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll have you call my wife next time.
Okay. It was impressive. It was. Sorry.
Well, I got to wonder that somebody could be in the backyard.
Understood, yeah.
Because I told them where the gate is and the big reset, man. I'm excited about this. I really am.
Well, yeah, because anybody that gets a bunch of, that's why we're calling it Turd Tuesday, just in case you wanted to know why, is because, I mean, anytime that you have, like I have, what's that? Those sticky things that are in the yard. They hurt. Milk thistle or whatever.
Yeah.
Not even milk. It's just thistle, I guess.
Thistle.
Oh, my God. When those go away, I'm so happy. Yeah. Now, if I had... Oh, I almost said the S word. Yeah. If I had a ton of poop in my backyard...
Yeah.
You don't want to open the windows.
Yeah. I got lazy in the winter.
Yeah.
I just
didn't
get
a big dog, too. Like, those got to be big piles.
Yeah. It's a German Shepherd, and they leave big turds.
Yeah.
You have monster turds.
Yep. That's why we need the great reset of 2025. That's what this is. It's a spring cleaning, folks. And there are companies out there that do this for you.
Yeah.
And they make money. It's part of the economy. I don't have any problem with it.
You're part of the trickle down theory. Or whatever,
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
Trickle down means dump, right?
I don't remember what that was.
Trickle down economics. Money comes from the top, goes down to the bottom.
Yeah, so you're just helping people.
Do it again.
Pooper, I already can't remember.
So dumb.
DJ and Jamie.
I know you didn't mean to, Jamie. But let me explain it to you, okay?
Yeah.
And I know you're not thinking clearly right now because you took that shot yesterday with your Ozempic.
I mean,
it works wonders. It just makes you a little foggy.
A little foggy and a little bitchy.
The next day. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, you know, when you leave a word out of a text, it changes the whole meaning of it. It changes everything.
But I added a question mark.
Doesn't matter. I'll explain it to you, okay? All right, so I'm telling Carson and Jamie off air that I have a treadmill in my garage, and I need to get rid of it, man. I don't know how much my wife or Grandpa Gus, that's my father-in-law, how much they want for the treadmill. All I know is it never gets used, and it's taking up a lot of space, okay?
So they're big.
I want it out of there. I'm just trying to get that thing cleaned out, okay? So I asked Jamie if she needed one. She's got one. I asked Carson. He said no. I asked Spadil. He said no. So we're thinking about whom in the building could use a treadmill or might want a treadmill that we know.
Right.
And I said, hey, what about Powerball Pete?
Perfect
maybe,
guy.
Maybe he needs a treadmill. Because I don't know if he's got one or not.
The perfect thing to do is like when I used to use mine, I would set it right in front of television, mm-hmm. right? And then the only way I'd watch any Bravo shows is if I was walking. That was my rule when I lived in LA.
Perfect.
It's like I have to walk if I'm going to watch this trash TV.
And when I said Powerball Pete, I was not insinuating that he's a fat dude that needs it. Okay? That's not what I said. Okay? That's not how I intended. Plenty of skinny people use treadmills, okay?
And I said, I'll help you. I know you're busy. I'll help you get rid of this treadmill. That's what I said.
So then you text him.
I did.
But you left out a word.
What was the word?
Changed everything. The word was do. D-O. Do, okay?
What did I write? What did I write?
You're supposed to write, Pete, do you need a treadmill? Question mark.
Oh.
But you wrote, Pete. You need a treadmill.
Pete, you needed a treadmill? Question mark.
No.
Yeah.
That's not the way it reads.
But that's how I wrote it. Hey, Pete,
you need the word do.
You need a treadmill? Question mark.
No.
Because I have a question mark.
No, you called him heavy. You called him heavy and that he needs a treadmill in order to work it off. That's how you did it. because, and the reason I know he took it that way is because he wrote back, and a Stairmaster. And a Stairmaster.
I have that.
So, I have, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I do have that problem. Remember when I told that story about that black guy's shoe?
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody's like, how do you know it was a black guy that lost his shoe? And I was like, no, it was a black shoe that was a man's shoe.
Yeah.
Black, but I said it, black guy's shoe.
It's a guy's shoe, black.
Yeah, right. Black, yeah, but I said,
but you said,
but I said black guy's shoe.
It really makes a difference in the wording.
It really does,
especially
yeah.
with text.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people can read text completely different. So a missed word like that can change everything.
Well,
because
I said, oh my God, I ran over a black guy's shoe. And they're like, how do you know he was black?
Yeah.
I was like, no,
which is a good question. That's a good question.
Yeah, I can see that.
How'd you know the guy was black?
It's like,
no, it's a black guy's shoe.
But that's how I said it. A black guy's shoe.
Yeah, but it doesn't say it. No.
But
no,
you just said it that way.
No, I said it's a black guy's shoe.
Yeah, exactly. It's a black guy's shoe.
Forget about that. Let's get back to my treadmill, okay?
Okay. All right. So
you're missing a word there.
Yeah.
So he thinks.
Yeah.
Now, see, here's the thing, too. We don't know where Pete is right now.
Yeah.
We have no idea. What if he's sitting at a buffet? Food piled high.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you get a text from Jamie White out of the blue. The only text this morning. And it says, Pete, you need a treadmill.
But
do you push the food back and go, oh, man, how'd they know I was here?
If it has a question mark, it means, hey, Pete, do you need a treadmill? Question mark.
Not when it's Pete.
He obviously wrote back, and Stairmaster.
Yeah, I know.
So he took it the way I'm telling you.
But Pete is puffy, so.
Here's the deal.
Puffy Pete.
Anybody need a treadmill?
That's where we're going with this.
Hey, we could do caller 9. I'll see if
I can
get the...
You know, I know that we joked about this one time, but I think we should have BJ and Jamie's garage sale. I'm not even kidding.
I think it'd be a hit.
Well, I think that, like, we have a lot of crap we need to get rid of.
Do you have to have, like, a permit or something to do that in the parking lot?
In the parking lot? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'd want to do it here. I don't want to do it at my house.
Well, yeah, no, yeah. I know. I don't know.
We load everything up in two different trucks, bring it out here, you and I sell our junk.
And then nobody buys it, and then we have to load it all back up. Oh, God, right?
I just leave it. Leave it in the parking lot.
Right. Oh, my God.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I think I'm going to do it just a little bit different today. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the Steel Bros plug before we get out of here. How about that?
Oh, okay.
All right. Steel Bros Heating and Cooling, best at what they do. 30 years they've been doing this, all right? Bryant Systems, best system out there. Bottom line is this. If you've got heating and air problems, you and your family, you suffer, call Steel Bros. Get them into your house. Get a free estimate, financing options. You know, it all works out in the end because you are going to have an ideal system in your house, the Bryant system. Go to steelbrosheating.com. That's steelbrosheating.com. I'm a customer. That's why I'm telling you this. They're the best at what they do. All right, we got to get out of here, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else is happening
today? I got to go to the grocery store because Uncrustables is releasing a new flavor.
Oh.
Raspberry.
Raspberry.
Yeah, limited time. Wow. Raspberry and peanut butter.
That's a game changer.
Right? Yeah. I love Uncrustables.
I don't care for them. We have a big box of them that we bought at Costco. Yeah, I don't care for them. Frog likes them.
I think you're eating them wrong.
How do you eat them?
Because I think you're probably eating them while they're frozen, right?
No.
Yeah, that would be bad.
No, that would be bad.
I would not like that.
You have to wait till they thaw out.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, all right.
I know.
I'm just
saying. Do you heat them?
I don't heat them, no. I just wait for them to thaw out.
Yeah. Set them on the counter and come back a couple minutes.
I've seen people try to heat them up, you know, maybe put them in the oven, toast them up a little bit.
Wait, with jelly in there?
Yeah, if you don't leave them long, you can get the outside a little bit, not crispy, but it darkens it.
That person's a serial killer.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, well, I think they're nasty to begin with.
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah. All right, you got to do that.
Yep.
Don't forget, folks, the Nuggets on TV tonight.
Yep.
Okay.
Go Nuggies.
If you don't have a ticket to Bowl Arena, which that place is going to be rocking, Game 5 against the Clippers. LA Clippers are in town.
Right. So we're going to win it.
We need to.
We're in a world of hurt. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy your day, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.